Much of the New Orleans economy has rebounded since Hurricane Katrina, but daycare, or a lack of it, remains a huge obstacle. In recent months, child care advocacy groups have joined forces to provide grants, contracts, training, even advertising for new child care providers. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Come on.
You need work to pay for child care, but you need child care to go to work. That Catch-22 had parents like Denise Warren Ross, Jean-Marc Duplantier, and Catherine Giselle thinking long and hard about staying in New Orleans.
Our child care center didn't reopen, and we said goodbye to all the teachers on Friday before the storm and never saw anyone again.
We were on several other waiting lists, and it seemed rather bleak. You know, we're number 250 or something on a waiting list, and really no promise at all of child care.
It was hard. We were driving to Metairie every day for child care, which was about a 35-minute commute each way, then having to go downtown for work.
There are about 100 institutionalized daycare centers in a region that used to have three times that amount. These parents say they're lucky to be dropping off their kids at the Abiona House. It's a nonprofit child care center that Denise Warren Ross founded with a group of parents who shared babysitters after the storm. Now they have a building, 30 kids, and a five-year waiting list.
It was really challenging. I mean, I was in charge of permitting, and I was becoming increasingly pregnant, so at least everybody knew who I was because my belly when I walked into City Hall. But we were competing with Donald Trump and all sorts of other developers for permits.
And finding staff wasn't easy, says Abiona House director and parent Emmy O'Dwyer.
First of all, the hiring market is so competitive. Post-Katrina, all the jobs started paying more. You know, Burger King was offering $5,000 hiring bonuses if you worked there for a year. Starbucks pays the same thing that we do.
Paying child care workers enough to cover the city's higher rents means higher tuition for parents, upwards of $1,000 a month. The shortage is compounded because most of the child care before the storm came from home-based caregivers with six kids or less. There were 3,000 family home care providers in 2005. Today, there are fewer than 200. Nonprofit groups like Agenda for Children are trying to give those numbers a boost.
Nap time, supplies, pickup, emergency, termination of care, all of these things that you should consider when you're putting together your parent handbook, okay?
The agency offers classes on how to start up a home daycare, and almost all the participants are new to the business, except Catherine Washington. She says she was fortunate to have enough insurance to rebuild.
It's a mind thing, and a lot of people's mind is just not focusing on the business now because they're still trying to get the homes together. Because you don't have a business without a home.
God is good, God is great, and we thank Him for our food. Amen. Bless the cook.
All right. Aisha Thomas is serving up smothered pork and mashed potatoes to a room full of toddlers in the newly opened DJ's Learning Castle. Her two-year-old son, DJ, has special needs, and she started her own business because she couldn't find a daycare that would take him. At first, Thomas thought she would start a small home operation, but running a daycare program in her neighborhood wasn't an option.
This area is still not fully up and running, and I live four blocks from here. So it's trust issues with parents dropping them off by abandoned homes, and I'm the only home right here. You go three more blocks, it's abandoned.
Sylvia Thomas, her mother and business partner, couldn't offer her a home either. It still stands gutted and dormant while she sues her insurer. Sylvia Thomas says they hacked through 8 months of red tape because five different government agencies licensed daycare centers in one way or another.
I mean, we ran with paperwork because it's like there was no organization of the structure to get a business together. I found out that doing business in New Orleans is not easy at all.
DJ's Learning Castle has been added to Agenda for Children's listings. The agency has a hotline for parents searching for care, and they say some days they get as many as 25 calls. They don't expect that to ease up, especially now as school winds down and summertime is on the way. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.